News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now let's turn back to what we've been talking about all morning. That new research from the Survey Centre of American Life. They're coining it the friendship recession. The study showed percentage of men without any close friends has jumped from just 3% in 1990 to 15%, 1 in 7 of men today. To discuss this, we're joined by Jill O'Mahony, sociology lecturer at Southeast Technological University. Jill, we've got some really poignant texts talking from men saying they don't have friends. If they were getting married tomorrow, they wouldn't have a best man. Very poignant texts.
Yeah, I mean, when you hear those types of commentary coming in from the public, you can really get a sense of, you know, what's happening to men on the ground. And that's really reflected in lots of different types of statistics. But, you know, one being the fact that men feel lonely, they don't have friends, but also, you know, the suicide rates for men, it's very high in Ireland, but also across the board internationally. And what we need to ask ourselves is, well, what's happening with women that isn't happening in men? What are women doing that men aren't doing?
And what do you think? I mean, are women better at friendship?
Well, yeah, essentially they are. But I think the question is why? I suppose the first thing we need to think about is how we bring up girls as compared to how we bring up boys. And traditionally, and even you could say today in most circumstances, perhaps, we bring up boys to be maybe more stoic or more kind of reserved or, you know, distanced from their feelings. Maybe that's changing over the last, you know, 15 years or so. And I hope so. But the statistics, you know, the suicide rate statistics are still quite high. So I'm not sure it's actually having an impact on the ground. But look, realistically, women are being brought up to be more connected to their emotions, to be more vulnerable as well with their emotions. And, you know, I think we have this idea that being vulnerable with our emotions might be some form of weakness. But the statistics are showing that actually it's the exact opposite. It's actually a display of strength, you know, because inherently we feel uncomfortable when we're being vulnerable.
Okay.
Oftentimes. So, you know, putting ourselves in that situation can be difficult.
Right.
But
now,
women are better at doing it.
How do we change that? Because I have to say, and maybe it's just I'm kind of being a bit of a dinosaur about this. When I read things like, you know, we need to teach men how to prioritize friendships, how to deepen friendships. We need to educate men about the importance of healthy friendships. I have to say, I kind of resist that notion. I don't know why, but I do resist it. As I say, maybe am I being a dinosaur about that?
You're just reacting to how you've been socialized. You're reacting to how you've been trained or traditional notions of what masculinity is. But essentially, let's be really, really practical about it. There are two things that women do. Women open up in friendships. They show that kind of vulnerability. They explain their feelings and they, you know, discuss their problems with a friend. That brings us to the next point. Well, how do women view friends compared to men? Women tend to view friends as almost an extension of the family. You know, they have specific markers for what a friend is. You know, they're truthful, they're loyal, they can be there when you need them in a when you're struggling or something like that, and they're there to talk to.
And men, also, is it more like that they're good crack? Is that the criteria that we use?
Yeah, absolutely. So men usually consider friends as somebody that they'll do something with, that they'll, you know, play tennis with, they'll play football with, they'll go hurling with. So it's quite situational. And so from the very get-go, how men build up friendships are really related to what they do rather than who they are, rather than their goals or their ideas.
Okay. Is there a danger, though, that we're just not acknowledging that there is a difference between the genders and that men go about things differently and that maybe we're trying to break that down? Is that a danger at all?
I think really these issues are having an impact on men's mental health. They're having an impact on suicidal ideations, how men feel about themselves. So really that's a reflection of how we behave and how we interact and how we bring people up. I don't think it's anything to do with what's inherently instinctive for men or for women. It's really how we're trained to act in society. So if we want to break the stigma of, let's say, men being vulnerable, or if we want to break those suicide stats or the fact that all of those comments coming in from the public, we want to change how men feel about their lives. We need to actually put some active change or engage in active change. Do you know what I mean?
Such as,
I suppose from the beginning, start to think about, well, in order to build up a friendship, you actually need to spend a lot of time with people, right? Okay, so there's something like 90 hours. If you want to build up a close friendship with somebody, you need to build that up over a space of 90 hours, something like that. In order to do that, you need to prioritize that friendship. You know, you were saying a minute ago that it sounds a little bit maybe namby-pamby or whatever. It's just a very practical thing. You know, logically, if you want to build up a relationship with somebody, you need to spend time with them. You need to understand who they are, or their goals. And you need to, be there for them in different situations and talk about things, you know, because obviously so many men are lonely. They need to break down that kind of barrier. They need to think, well, why am I lonely? In actual fact, it's just because I'm not very good at connecting with people. It's really practical. Just start connecting with people.
Okay, and we'll leave it there. Jill O'Manley, sociology lecturer at South East Technological University. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.